Happy New Year to every one of you, and I wish you all a happy and a prosperous year, you and your family. Today, I'm gonna give you a word of encouragement for the new year in the form of a New Year's message. And this New Year's message would be based on the mistakes that Israel made when they were supposed to go into the Promised Land. Many of us are familiar with the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt to the difficulties they encountered to the Promised Land. The exodus begins with the death of Joseph and the ascension of a new Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. Exodus 1 verses 8 says, "The Pharaoh became concerned by the number and the strength of the Israelites in Egypt and enslaved them, commanding them to build a supply or store cities called Pithom and Ramses." The children of Israel were in Egypt and in bondage for a total of 430 years. God had a plan. That plan was Moses. So at the time, the Pharaoh wanted to kill all the male children to stop the population of Israel from growing, because he feared that Israel would one day side with their enemies and take over Egypt. Pharaoh gave the Hebrew midwives orders to kill all the male children that were born to the Israelite women. But through the grace of God, the midwife did not want to kill those innocent babies. And because they feared God and did not do as Pharaoh commanded, Pharaoh was angry and asked the midwife why they disobeyed the command that he had given them. But the woman said, "Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and they give birth before the midwife could get to them." Pharaoh then commanded that all the sons that were born to the Israelite women were to be cast into the river. Miriam's mother put Moses in a basket and put him into the river, not knowing what was going to happen or what was going to become of him. But God was good to Moses. It was the same river and the same time that Pharaoh's sister and her maidens would always go for baths. When they saw the basket, she ordered her maidens to fetch the basket, and seeing Moses, she had compassion on him and took Moses as her own son. Moses waxed in wisdom and strength in Pharaoh's palace, and he loved Moses, but he was deceived because he did not know Moses was an Israelite. We all know that Moses killed a taskmaster who was abusing a Hebrew woman, which at that time was a very bad thing for an Egyptian to kill another Egyptian, because they thought Moses was an Egyptian. So Moses had to flee from Egypt. After many years, God called Moses to deliver his people out of bondage. With a mighty hand, God allowed Pharaoh to know who he is and his power, and Pharaoh had to let Israel go. Israel went out of Egypt with all their belongings. Some of them took the idols they worshipped in Egypt and all the customs and culture of the Egyptian they took to enter into the Promised Land that God had promised them. After the mighty deliverance out of the hand of Pharaoh, The children of Israel forgot the wonderful things God had done for them, and they began to murmur and murmur about the manna they were eating. They became so ungrateful. They began to carve out idols with the gold that they brought from Egypt, and began to build the golden calf. Moses was up in the mountain, receiving the commandments so as to give Israel a new culture, a new custom, a new way of life, and a new way of worshiping God. But God was disappointed and angry with Israel because of the idol worshiping they were doing. And God cast Israel to wander into the wilderness for 40 years. Only the people that came from Israel died in the wilderness, except Joseph, Joshua, and Caleb. So only the children who were born in the wilderness plus Joseph and Caleb went into the promised land. Moses was allowed to view the promised land from afar, but he died before entering the land because of his disobedience in being angry with the people. He struck the rock instead of speaking to it. Nevertheless, Moses standing with God was good. Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. The delays that caused the Israelites on their journey to the Promised Land. So these are some of the delays that caused the children of Israel a delay on their journey to the Promised Land. It took them 40 years to travel the distance of an 11 days journey. So if Israel was obedient to God, it would have taken them 11 days to enter the Promised Land that God promised them. But because of their disobedience and their murmuring and complaints, God let them wander in the wilderness for 40 years, wandering in the wilderness in circle, and could not come out of that wilderness until God was ready for them, until they repent of their sins. Israel setback and delays in the wilderness was because of their own action and their own sin. The promises and the blessing God had for them was delayed because of sin. So it is with us today. God wants to bless us, but our disobedience, making wrong choices, and not waiting on God because not waiting on God caused us to be in the same position Israel was. In Egypt, Israel was in a bondage, as we are in the bondage of sin today. Israel left via a baptism-like experience across the Red Sea. Some of us backslide after baptism. They wandered in the wilderness seeking to get out. So are we today. Many of us, or all of us, faces our wilderness experiences because of disobedience, are simple because God is putting us through these experiences so we can come out as fine gold to fulfill the call He has, or the purpose He has for our lives. After years in the wilderness, and all the older folks that came out of Egypt died except Joshua and Caleb, Israel began to make covenants at Mount Sinai and obeying the voice of God again. Let us ask ourselves as we enter into the new year, what things am I taking 40 years to accomplish that could be accomplished in 11 days? So we won't wander around wasting time and energy as we are not getting younger. Let us look where we are in Christ. Is it between Sinai, the place of repentance, or have we passed repentance and we are on our way crossing the River Jordan into our promised land? Your promised land could be whatever your purpose is, whatever you want to accomplish for 2022. Let's not make the same mistake we made in 2021, and let us put God first in the decisions we make for 2022, because God knows the outcome of what we desire. I will look at some of the things that caused the children of Israel to be delayed in reaching the promised land, our promised land. So we won't make the same mistake in 2022. Lack of faith in God. Israel had a host of problems during their wilderness experience. But one incident seems to have determined that they would wait 40 years before entering the promised land, Israel, and that was Israel's lack of faith in the delivering power of God. That was the number one mistake that Israel made. They had witnessed the plagues in Egypt, including the slaying of the firstborn, and had been saved from all them. All those things. God provided manna for them to eat when they had no food in the wilderness to eat. And God caused water to come from the rock, so that their thirst could be quenched. They defeated their enemies many times by our great army general, God Himself. When they were at their Red Sea experience, God parted the Red Sea and they crossed over while their enemies drowned, because that blessing was only for Israel. Many of us, the promised land, or whatever our desires are, is waiting for us. But because of our lack of faith, we get delayed from our purpose. Every year we start a new journey, carrying over the bondage of the old year and the lack of faith in God to lead the way in everything we do. When self kicks in, it is a dangerous thing, because we cannot see what God can see. So let the only person that can steer our journey to our purpose, the great deliverer, the I am that I am, Moses God, Elijah's God, David's God, the children of Israel God, let Him lead the way. It is only when we do that, then we will see the true purpose and progress in our lives. So, this is my New Year's message to all of you, wishing you all a happy New Year, and may the grace of God continue to keep you and your family safe and blessed for the New Year.